Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war, with the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe. Forward into battle, see his banner go.
Ah, yes, shalom aleichem to all my pure-blooded, white, Christian, Israelite brothers and sisters out there. The show is Word for Word. I'm Pastor Steve, and this show is for the 2nd of October, 2017. And at sundown tonight starts the Feast of Tabernacles. I'm pre-recording this. I will pre-record all the shows through the Feast of Tabernacles so I can go to the feast and enjoy myself with my brethren and sistern, all the urns, celebrate the feast. Yes, sir, as commanded by Yahweh, my Elohai. Yes, joyous time to be had by all. We are in the Ezra-Nehemiah series. Both books are being put together again. They were separated by Pope Jerome. In the Vulgate, they were both written by Ezra, and the book of Nehemiah, was written in the timeline between chapter 6 and chapter 7 of the book of Ezra. So we're covering that now. The last verse of chapter 9 is actually the first verse of chapter 10 in Hebrew. And I am going by the Hebrew order, okay? Oh, yes. Had to get a little drink of ice water. These are people making a pledge here. So let's get right into it. Verse 1 of chapter 10 of the Hebrew would be the last verse, verse 38 of chapter 9 in your King James. The people are making a pledge here. And because of all this, we make a regulation, that's 548, and write it. They wrote it down, and our officials, Lewium, and priest seal upon it. Okay, that word is 2856. They affixed their personal seal to it. In other words, they signed off on this regulation. Everybody agreed on it. Okay. Now we go into the actual chapter 10 in your King James, but verse 1 is actually verse 2. So you can figure it out. Just read along with me. Now those that sealed upon it and affixed their seal to it, were Nehemiah, that's Nehemiah, the Tirshatha, that means the governor, the son of Kakaliah, and Zidkiah. Okay? And I'll read down through these names. Oh, forget the verse numbers, because they're going to just confuse you. Just read along with me. Sariah, Azariah, Yermeah, that's Jeremiah, okay, Pashkur, Amariah, Malkiah, Katush, Shebaniah, and Maluk. Karim, Meramot, and Obadiah. Daniel, Ginnaton, and Baruch. Meshulam, Abiyah, and Miyamin. Maaziah, Bilgai, and Shemaiah. These were the priests, okay? Those were the priests of the Levites. And the Lewium, these are just the regular Levites, not of the priest class. Both Yeshua, son of Azaniah, Benui of the sons of Kenadad, Kadmiel, and their brethren, Shebaniah. They have a lot of names that are repeated, just like the name John. A lot of people named John. Well, there were a lot of people named Jehoshaphat. Okay, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Kalita, Pelaiah, Kanan, Micah, Rechob, Kashabiah, Zakur, Sherebiah, Shebaniah, Hodiah, Bani, Beninu. The heads of the people. These are the leaders of the tribes. Parosh, Pakoth, Moab, Elam, Zatu, Bani, Buni, Asgad, Bibai, Adonaiah, Adin, or Adonaiah, Bigwai, and Adin, Ater, Kizkiah, and Azur, Hodiah, Kashum, Betzai, Karif, Anatoth, Nebai, Magpiash, Meshulam, Kezir, Meshe Zabel, Zadok, Yadua, Palatia, Kanan, Anaya, Hoshea, Kanania, Kashub, Halokesh, Peleka, Shobek, Rekum, Kashabna, Masaseya, and Akia, Kanan, Anan, Maluk, Karim, Baana, and the rest of the people, the priests, the Lewium, the gatekeepers, the singers, the Nethinim, those were the temple servants, and all they that had separated themselves from the people of the lands unto the Torah of Elohim, their wives, their sons, and their daughters, everyone having knowledge and having understanding, they cleaved or strengthened to their brethren, their nobles, and entered into a curse and into an oath to walk in Elohim's Torah, which was given by the hand of Moshe, the servant of Elohim, and to observe and do all the commandments of Yahweh, our Lord. Now that is Adon. That is after Yahweh. Yahweh, our Lord, that is the title. And his judgments and his statutes. This is an important verse. You can reference Exodus 34:16 and Deuteronomy 7, verse 3, and that we would not give our daughters unto the people of the land, nor take their daughters for our sons. No race mixing. There it is again. Verse 32 or 31 in the King James. And if the people of the land bring wares or any grain on the Shabbat day to sell, listen to this, that we would not buy it of them on the Shabbat or on the holy day, and that we would leave the seventh year, in other words, leave the seventh year as a Shabbaton for the land, and the usury of every hand. They would not plant on the seventh year. They would let the land rest. And they would not allow usury. They banned race mixing. They set aside the holy days and the Shabbat. And they excluded usury. And you can reference Exodus 23, verses 10 and 11. Leviticus 25, verses 1 through 7. And Deuteronomy 15, verses 1 and 2. You see, that's what we need to do today. But will we do it? Not all of us. Some of us will. Some of us already are doing it. But Israel as a nation will be judged by whether they keep these commandments. The remnant will be set apart from the others. We will be set apart from the rest of Israel because they're not in obedience. And this is verse 33 in the Hebrew, but 32 in the King James. And you can reference Exodus chapter 30, verses 11 through 16 for this. Also, we made to stand ordinances for us to charge ourselves yearly to give of ourselves, literally, yearly with the third part of a shekel for the service of the house of our Elohim. In other words, they were going to support the temple. For the line of bread, that's the showbread, and for the continual grain offering, that's the mincha, that's the afternoon offering, and for the continual burnt offering of the Shabbats, of the new moons, for the appointed feasts, and for the holy things, for the sin offerings to make propitiation for Israel, and for all the work of the house of our Elohim. All right, well now, this is fulfilled. They no longer have to make blood sacrifice. There is no earthly temple. The temple is within us. Our temples, personally, are to be kept holy. And we cast the lots for the wood offering among the priests, the Levium, and the people, to bring it into the house of our Elohim, that's Eloheinu, after the houses of our forefathers at times appointed year by year to burn upon the altar of Yahweh, Eloheinu, that's our God, as it is written in the Torah. Okay? They were divvying up the work. All right, we will be divvying up the work during the tribulation. Everybody will have their little task, okay? We can't expect a little woman to go out and lift big heavy rocks or stuff. We need a great big strong man. We need somebody skilled in medical care to do the medical care. Everybody's going to have their part. Okay? All in the service of Yahweh to their brethren, because they will be serving the temples, the flesh temples that we are walking in right now. Everybody's going to help everybody. That's the spirit that Yahweh is looking for. This is verse 36. It would be 35 in your King James. You can reference Exodus 23:19 and chapter 34, verse 26, and Deuteronomy 26, verse 2. And to bring the first fruits of our soil, that's Adamah 1:27, and the first fruits of all the fruit of all trees, year by year, into the house of Yahweh. There you go. Let me clear my lungs and get a drink of water here. I'll be right back. Okie dokie, verse 37 in the Hebrew, verse 36 in the King James. You can reference Exodus chapter 13, verse 2. Also, the firstborn of our sons and of our beast, as it is written in the Torah, and the firstlings of our herds and of our flocks to bring to the house of Eloheinu, that's our God, because they're rebuilding the second temple, unto the priests that minister in the house of Eloheinu. Verse 38 in the Hebrew, 37 in King James, and that we would bring the first fruits of our dough and of our offerings and the first fruits of all manner of trees, of new wine and of fresh oil, unto the priests to the chambers of the house of our Eloheinu. And the tithes of our soil, in other words, that which is grown unto the Lewium, that the same Lewium might have the tithes in all the cities of service. They were to the portion of the Lewium is Israel. Israel would provide for them, because they had a full-time job doing what they were doing. And you can reference Numbers 18, verse 21 for that. Now, verse 39 in the Hebrew, 38 in the King James. And the priest, the son of Aharon, shall be with the Lewium, that's the high priest, when the Lewi take tithes, and the Lewi shall bring up the tithe of the tithes, in other words, they took a tenth of the tenth, unto the house of Eloheinu, to the chambers, into the treasure house. And you can reference Numbers 18, verse 26, for that. They're just, what they're doing here is reestablishing the law, because they had gotten away from it. So they're fixing that. Verse 40 in the Hebrew, or 39 in the King James. For the children of Israel and the children of Lewi shall bring the offering of the corn, of the new wine, and the fresh oil into the chambers where are the vessels of the sanctuary, and the priests that minister, and the gatekeepers and the singers, and we will not forsake the house, of Eloheinu. They were going to take care of the temple. They're going to reestablish all the priestly things, because this was way before Yeshua Messiah, when it was all fulfilled. It was still standing at that time. They had a second temple they were building. And they were going to reestablish the proper worship. Well, eventually they messed that up, and we went into dispersion. But right now they were reestablishing all these things. Now we're going to get into chapter 11, We'll see how we get, how far we get today. There's 13 chapters, but we've got some big chapters coming up. Let me click on Esword here and get into chapter 11. There we are. Verse 1 of chapter 11. And the officers of the people dwelt at Jerusalem. The rest of the people also cast lots to bring one of 10 to dwell in Jerusalem, the holy city, and 9 hands in other cities. In other words, 1 out of 10 would live in Jerusalem. They would cast a lot with the Urim and Thummim of the priest. They found out who Yahweh wanted to live where. And then they had to repopulate the other cities because all these cities around Jerusalem were being repopulated by Israelites, much to the chagrin of the ones that had been planted there by the Assyrians that were of all these mixed races. They caused trouble later. Verse 2, and the people blessed all the men that willingly offered themselves to dwell at Jerusalem. They were going to have a great deal of work to do. Verse 3, and you can reference verse 3 and 4 back in 773. Okay, back then. Now these are the heads of the province that dwelt in Jerusalem, but in the cities of Yehuda dwelt everyone in his possession in their cities, to wit, Israel, the priest, and the Levium, and the Nethinim, those were the temple servants, and the children of Shlomo's servants, that's Solomon. I pronounce everything in the Hebrew so you get familiar with it. This is your Hebrew study lesson. You get tongue-tied, but you need to hear what our original language sounded like. It's our language. It's not the Jews' language. It had nothing to do with the Jews. They're not Hebrews. They're Edomites and Khazars and whatever else they've mixed themselves with. Water. And at Jerusalem dwelt certain of the children of Yehuda and of the children of Benjamin. That was the territory of Judah and Benjamin, okay? Of the children of Yehuda, Athaiah, the son of Isaiah, the son of, now there's a bunch of these names again, the sons of Zechariah, the son of Amariah, the son of Shephatiah, the son of Mahalalel, of the children of Peretz. That was the firstborn of Yehuda through Tamar. Okay? Peretz and Zerach, the secondborn. And Maaseiah, the son of Baruch, the son of Kol-Kozeh, the son of Kaziah, the son of Adaiah, the son of Yoyarib, the son of Zechariah, the son of Shiloni. Verse 6, all the son of Peretz that dwelt at Jerusalem were 468. Men of strength. Okay. They were the big, they were the Judahites that were warriors. And these are the sons of Benjamin. That's Benjamin. That means son of the right hand. The last born of Israel. Salu, the son of Meshulam, the son of Yoed, the son of Pedaiah, the son of Kolaiah, the son of Maaseiah, son of Ithiel, the son of Yeshaya. See, they're establishing the genealogy, the pedigree of those that were dwelling in Jerusalem. Okay, that was the territory of Yehuda and Benjamin. Well, they're showing all these people and their birthright, because they had problems with fakes before and they had to kick them out, like we have problems with fakes today. And after him, Gabai, Salu, again, they have Salai, but it's Salu. 928. And Yoel, the son of Zikri, was their overseer. And Yehuda, the son of Senua, was second over the city. See, they named a boy Yehuda, same as the patriarch. More than one. That was the name of the devil that betrayed Yeshua. Yehuda Ish-Kerioth. Yehuda, man of Kerioth. Even though he was named Yehuda, he was an Edomite, because Kerioth, the city of Kerioth, was on the border of Edom, and he was a devil. Now, what did he say to the Edomites? He says, you are children of your father, the devil. Okay? The book of Jude in the New Testament, it is not Jude. It is Yehuda. Surprise, surprise. Verse 10, of the priest, Yediah, the son of Yoyarib, Yachin. Verse 11, Sariah, the son of Kilkiah, the son of Meshulam, the son of Zadok, the son of Merioth, the son of Achitub, the officer of the house of Elohim. He was over the charge. He had he was the head guy to oversee the maintenance, etc., of the house. In other words, the temple. Okay? And their brethren that did the work of the house were 822. I mean, to keep that temple going with all the stuff they had to do, they had to clean it, they had to maintain it, they had to bring the sacrifices in, they had to clean up after all the stuff was done. Fix the curtains, carry the wood, carry the water, sing in the temple, all the temple servants. There was a whole gang of them. And the brethren that did the work of the house were 822. And Adiah, the son of Yerocham, the son of Palaliah, son of Amsi, the son of Zechariah, the son of Pashkur, the son of Malkiah. Verse 13, and his brethren, chiefs of the clans, because they were all split up into clans according to their forefathers, 242. And Amashai, the son of Azarael, the son of Achzai, the son of Meshilimoth, the son of Emer. See, the continuing genealogy. And their brethren, mighty men of strength, 128. And their overseer was Zabdiel, the son of one of the great men, And that is the of the great men, HaGedolim. That's the great men, the great men. Ha means the. Gedolim means great men, the great ones. Also of the Levium, Shemaiah, the son of Kashub, the son of Azricam, the son of Kashabia, the son of Buni. There's another Buni in there. Not Bunny, Buni. And Shabbatai and Yodzabad had the oversight of the external business of the house of Elohim, of the chief of the Levium. They moved the words around in that verse, and it's corrected. And here we go again. We've got a page and a half of names. But this gives the genealogy, the lineage of the returnees. And Mataniah, the son of Micah, the son of Zabdi, the son of Asaph, was the head to begin the thanksgiving in prayer. Okay, Asaph was the chief musician of King David. And Bakbukia, the second among the brethren, and Abda, the son of Shammua, the son of Galal, the son of Yeduthun. They have all those songs for Yeduthun and the Psalms. All the Levium in the holy city were 204. Well, that's 84, okay? A score is 20. Moreover, the gatekeepers, Akub, Talmon, and their brethren that kept the gates, they guarded the gates, were 172. In other words, if a stranger, not of Israel, came up to try to enter the temple, they would kill him. Okay, that's what their job was. They were armed. And the remnant of Israel, of the priest and the Levium, were in all the cities of Yehuda, everyone in his inheritance. But the Nathin, those are the temple servants, dwelt in Ophel, and Zika, and Gispa were over the Nathin, the temple servants. The overseer also of the Levium at Yerushalayim was Uzi, the son of Bani, the son of Kashabia, the son of Matanya, the son of Micah, of the sons of Asaph, he was the chief musician for David. The singers were over the business of the house of Elohim. For it was the king's commandment concerning them that a certain portion should be for the singers due for every day. They had to support them. They couldn't just stand there and starve and have no clothes. They had to support them. They were full-timers. And Petachiah, the son of Mesha Zabael, of the children of Zerach, the son of Yehuda, that's the Zerach tribe that became Rome. Okay? That's the second son of Yehuda through Tamar. He had Peretz and he had Zerach. Was at the king's hand in all matters concerning the people. Verse 25, and for the villages with their fields, some of the children of Yehuda dwelt at Kiriath Arba, and in the villages of it, and at Dibon, and in the villages of it, and at Yekabzeel, and in the villages of it. Those are daughters, okay? In other words, suburbs. That's what they used for suburbs, the daughters of a town. Well, you had a town, and then you have all these suburbs. Well, that's where the daughters of these towns were. That's how they phrased it. Verse 26, and at Yeshua and Molada and Beth Pelet. Verse 27, and at Katzar Shual and at Be'er Sheba, that means the well of Sheba, and in the villages of it, and at Ziklag and at Mekona and in the villages of it, and at Ein Rimon and at Zara and at Yarmuth. Verse 30, Zanoach, Adullam, and in their villages at Lachish, and the fields of it, and at Azekah, and in the villages of it, and they camped, still in tents, from Be'er Sheba unto the valley of Hinnom. All right, Gehinnom, that's where they get the Valley of Hinnom, Gehinnom, that it was the garbage pit and unclean later on, and they burned all the garbage there. Then they translated it into Gehenna, and it's Gehinnom, and then they translated it into hell. And it's not, it's the Valley of Hinnom. The children also of Binyamin, from Gaba, dwelt at Michmash, Ayah, and Beth El in their villages. That's the house of God. That's what Beth El means. And at Anatoth, Nob, Anania, verse 33, Katzor, Ramah, Gittayim, verse 34, Chadid, Zeboim, and Nabalat. Verse 35, Lod, and Ono, the Valley of Craftsmen. In Hebrew, it's Ge Karashim. Ge is valley, Karashim is craftsmen. And of the Levium were divisions in Yehuda and in Binyamin, because they had to do the religious services. Okay, now we are at chapter 12. Let me look and see how long 12 is. Oh boy. This has only got 13 chapters, but boy, the chapter 12 and 13 are long ones. I've got about 20 minutes. I should be able to get through this. If not, I'll stop in the middle and we'll pick up on Wednesday, which will be during the Feast of Tabernacles. That's why I'm pre-recording everything. Here's a list of the priest and the Levium. Chapter 12, verse 1. Now these are the priests and the Levium that went up with Zerubbabel. They were the first ones that went up. The son of Shealtiel, and Yeshua, Sariah, Yirmeyah, Ezra, Amariah, Maluk, Katush, Shekaniah, Rehuni, Meramoth, that's Rechum, Meramoth, Edo, Ginnetoi, Abiyah, Miamin, Maadiah, Bilgah. Verse 6, Shemaiah, Yoyarib, Yediah. Verse 7, Salu, Amok, Hilkiah, Yedaiah. These were the heads of the priests and of their brethren in the days of Yeshua. 3:4:4:2. Verse 8. Moreover, the Lewium, Yeshua, Binui, Kadmiel, Sherebiah, Yauda, and Matanya, which was over the songs of thanksgiving, he and his brethren. See, you got another Yauda in here. It's a common name. Verse 9. Also, Bakbukya and Uni, their brethren, were opposite them in the watches. In other words, they split the watches. Verse 10. And Yeshua begot Joachim. Joachim also begot Eliashib. And Eliashib begot Joiada. Verse 11. And Joiada begot Jonathan. And Jonathan begot Yadua. And in the days of Joachim were priests, the head of the clans, from Seraiah, Mariah, Yermaiah, Cananiah, of Ezra, Meshulam, Amariah, Yehochanan, of Meliku, Jonathan, of Shebaniah, Yosef. Verse 15, of Karim, Adna, of Merioth, Kelkai. Verse 16, you'll find these names further back in the histories. Of Edo, Zechariah, of Ginnaton, Meshulam, of Abiah, Zikri, of Minyamin, of Moadiah, Piltai. Verse 18. Of Bilgah, Shamua, of Shemaiah, Yaonathan. Verse 19. And of Yoyarib, Matanai, of Yediah, Uzi. Verse 20. Of Salu, Kalai, of Amok, Eber. Verse 21, of Kilkiah, Kashabiah, of Yediah, Nethanel. The Lewium in the days of Eliashib, Joiada and Yohanan, and Yadua were recorded heads of the clans. Also the priest to the reign of Dariush the Parsi, that's Persian. They called him Darius the Mede, but he was the king of Persia. Okay. The sons of Lewi, the heads of the clan, were written in the book of the words of the days. Now that is known as the book of Chronicles. Even until the day of Yochanan, the son of Eliashib. We will be getting into the book of the words of the days when I finish this book. And I only have one more chapter to go, so it's going to be soon. And the chiefs, or the heads of the Lewium, Kashabiah, Sherebiah, Yeshua, the son of Kadmiel, with their brethren opposite them, to praise and to give thanks, according to the commandment of Dawid, the man of Elohim. Guard next to guard. Okay. Now, when they say opposite them, they had responsive singing. One group would sing one verse, another group would sing another verse in response. And I got to have a drink of water because I got the hiccups. Oh, I'm all fired up, folks. I am so ready for the Feast of Tabernacles. Starts tonight at sundown. Yes! Verse 25. Matanya, Bakbukya, Obadja, Meshulam, Talmon, Akub were gatekeepers keeping the guard at the thresholds of the gate. Those were the guys with the swords that wouldn't let anybody in that didn't belong there. They'd gut you. They were serious about that. These were in the days of Joachim, the son of Yeshua, the son of Yotzadok, and in the days of Nechemiah, the governor, and of Ezra the priest, the scribe. Verse 27, Nehemiah dedicates the wall here. And at the dedication of the wall of Jerusalem, they sought the Lewium out of all their places to bring them to Jerusalem to keep the dedication with gladness, both with thanksgivings and with songs, with cymbals, lyres, and harps. Verse 28. And the sons of the singers gathered themselves together, both out of the district round about Jerusalem, and from the villages of Netophathi. Verse 29. Also from the house of Gilgal, and out of the fields of Geba and Azmaweth. For the singers had built them villages round about Jerusalem. And the priests and the Lewium purified themselves and purified the people and the gates and the wall. They did ritual purification. Verse 31, this is Nehemiah speaking. Then I brought up the officers of Yehuda upon the wall and appointed two great thanksgiving choirs, of which went in procession on the right hand upon the wall toward the dung gate. Verse 32, and after them went Hoshaiah, and half of the officers of Yehuda. Verse 33. And Azariah, Ezra, and Meshulam. Verse 34. Yehuda and Binyamin, and Shemaiah, and Yermaiah. Verse 35. And certain of the priests' sons with trumpets. Okay. Let's see what they've got for trumpets. Because some of them are metal trumpets and some of them are shofars. And that's verse... That's at verse 35. Okay. With trumpets. Katsotsara. Those are the silver trumpets, okay, made out of silver. I wanted to make sure, because sometimes they put trumpets for shofars, and that's a ram's horn trumpet. These were simple, silver trumpets of the priests. And certain of the priest's sons with trumpets, namely Zechariah, the son of Jonathan, the son of Shemaiah, the son of Mattaniah, the son of Micaiah, the son of Zakur, the son of Asaph, all the way back to Asaph, the chief of the singers for King David. And his brothers, Shemaiah, Azarael, Milalai, Gilali, Ma'ai, Netanel, and Yauda. Kanani with the instruments of song, those are musical instruments, of Dawud, the man of Elohim. They'd recovered those, and they brought all those instruments, and they were playing them. And Ezra, the scribe, before them. He led the procession. He was a head guy. He was chief priest. And at the fountain gate, which was straight forward before them, they went up by the stairs of the city of Dawud at the ascent of the wall above the house of Dawud, even unto the water gate eastward. They went all around the wall. They were walking on the top of this big wall, dedicating it, blessing it. Verse 38, and the other of them, thanksgivers, went in the opposite direction. They started at the main gate, and they both went in opposite directions, so they would meet. They would meet at the other end. And I after them, and the half of the people upon the wall, from beyond the tower of the furnaces, even unto the broad wall. And from above the gate of Ephraim, above the old gate, and above the fish gate, and the tower of Canaan, and the tower of Maah, even unto the sheep gate. And they stood still in the prison gate that was on the opposite end of the compound. They walked all around on Jerusalem on the top of the wall. Verse 40. So stood the two companies of them that gave thanks in the house of Elohim, and I and the half of the officials with me. Verse 41. And the priests, Eliakim, Maaseiah, Minyamin, Micaiah, Elhoenai, Zechariah, Hananiah, with trumpets. Verse 42. And Maaseiah, Shemaiah, and Eleazar, and Uzi, and Yochanan, Malkiah, and Elam, and Azar, and the singers were heard, was with Yizraka, their overseers. They were singing hymns all along the top of the wall. What a glorious day that was. Also that day they offered great sacrifices and rejoiced, for Elohim had made them rejoice with great joy. The wives also and the children rejoiced, so that the joy of Yerushalayim was heard from afar off. They could hear it all over because it was on top of the hill. And the singing went out. Oh, boy. Imagine what it's going to be like when Yeshua returns, when all of us sing for joy. Oh, woo! Verse 44. And at that time were some men appointed over the chambers for the treasures, for the offerings, for the first fruits, and for the tithes, to gather into them out of the fields of the cities of the portion of the Torah for the priests and Leviim. For Yauda rejoiced for the priest and for the Leviim that stood. Verse 45, and kept the word of their Elohim, both the singers and the gatekeepers, and the ward, and kept the ward of their Elohim and the ward of their purification, both the singers and the gatekeepers, according to the commandment of Dawud and of Shlomo his son. And you can reference 1 Chronicles 25, verses 1 through 8, and 1 Chronicles 26, verse 12. Verse 46. For in the days of Dawud and Asaph of old, there were heads of the singers and songs of praise and thanksgiving unto Elohim. Verse 47. and all Israel in the days of Zerubbabel, and in the days of Nehemiah, that's Nehemiah, gave the portions of the singers and the gatekeepers every day his portion. They supported them. And they sanctified, set apart, holy things unto the Lewium, and the Lewium sanctified them unto the children of Aharon, the priesthood. Okay, we've got less than five minutes, and I've got all of chapter 13. I'm not going to get to it today. I just can't. There's going to be the 13 will be the reforms of Nehemiah. He's going to straighten things out in that city. He's going to make lots of changes and lots of reforms, and it's going to be good. This occurs between chapter 6 and chapter 7 in the book of Ezra, okay, the first book. And Ezra wrote all this down because Nehemiah came up when he was there, and he was the governor, and Ezra was the high priest, and they worked together to make all of these changes because they were setting Jerusalem aright, finally. It'll be set aright for us here when Yeshua comes. And until then, we're just going to have to put up with all the nonsense that's going on. I remind you, tonight starts the Feast of Tabernacles. You can celebrate it at your home if you don't have a feast to go to locally. Keep it holy, please. Read all about it in the scriptures. And do it the way Yahweh wanted it done. Have a brush shelter or a tent, a pavilion, something in the backyard. You do your cooking in it. You eat in it. If it's possible for you to sleep in it, you should do that. For the next 8 days, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and Tuesday again, the last great day, you should keep this feast. There are high holy days. It will tell you in Scripture where they are. Keep the feasts. Keep it holy. Obey Yahweh's commands. That's our only hope. We need to submit to Yahweh's will in these last days for our protection, for the hedge of divine protection that He will give us during this tribulation. We're in that period now. I have 2 minutes. I have 1 minute to say something and one to play the bumper music. I am thrilled that I will be able to be with my brothers and sisters and keep these holy days. It is a major event in my life twice a year when I go down, and we all assemble for Passover and unleavened bread, and then we assemble for the Feast of Tabernacles in the fall. I cannot stress enough how important this is. It truly is. My heart is just filled with joy at the prospect. Eli and I are going down together. We're going to visit a few people on the way. And people are coming from all over. And, oh, boy. Well, it's time to play the bumper music and say Shalom Aleichem. May Yahweh bless and keep all of you. Praise Yahweh and praise Yeshua, our risen Redeemer.
Onward, Christian soldiers, marching as to war. With the cross of Jesus going on before. Christ the royal master leads against the foe.